Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Reality has... Struck. I'm glad we're off to a good start. This hour of our programming every week is called the Talk Radio Roundup, which means we have rounded up some of the most famous voices in America. Yay! At least a couple of them, anyway. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner are here. Both from the Good Day program. Jennifer also hosts on the morning program at KRLA Radio Los Angeles. Woo, big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. Calm down.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we hear our job here is to go through some of the hot items on the charts for the week of June 19th to the 23rd from Talkers Magazine, publishing every week their research stories, top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people associated with those stories. You can get the list on gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com. At number 10, the missing submarine. Ooh. Not much left to say about that.
I would say that's number one this week.
Yeah, I would have too.
Frankly.
We turn the list around. People thinking about the drama. And as Jay pointed out earlier, Jennifer, the idea that they suffered, apparently that is not the case. This thing just exploded or imploded, same thing, basically. So my question would be, first of all, why would you do this, number one? Number two, it's the same group of people that would go spend $250,000, take a ride on either the Virgin rocket ship or the one that... Musk, whoever is making
these things. Yes, but no. You know, I heard an interview that made me totally change my mind about the whole thing.
Really?
Because I've heard a lot of people saying, oh, these... I've heard people from the left saying, oh, these people are just billionaires. We shouldn't care about them. They're just billionaires. And then I've heard people on the right say, well...
How did this get to be political? Wait a minute.
Always.
We just started this.
Always.
Everything is.
Everything is. And then I've heard people on the right say that this guy, the guy that owns the place, that he'd only hire young people of color and not white people. Look, what I heard, and so then they're like, if he had focused on regular stuff instead of DEI, then he'd be fine. But I think that I heard this guy talking who had been down in that little tin can, and I question the sanity of all of them just from that purpose, because it seems like something I would never want to do. Like, it would be a punishment. But they were talking about how his, you know, private business, right, that operated without government funding. He wanted to explore the depths of the sea. Everybody who signed on to get in there knew that this was not the safest thing ever. They knew the risk. They signed away.
That kid, the 19-year-old kid, told his aunt.
Yeah, that's the saddest part, is that somebody brought their kid with them. I mean, that's a whole different story. But by and large, these people would use that money. He'd spend the money, and then he'd use the money to fund his company so that he could keep exploring. And the nature of exploration, you know, God love the fact that we have crazy people like this.
Yeah, important to have that. Yeah.
So it kind of changed my mind. You know, it's weird that everybody's looking for somebody to blame, and people are on politics. It's like, just enough. Yeah. It's sad. People lost their life, number one. Number two, holy smokes, we'd go into a tin can. But number three, thank God somebody would, because think about all the other things that seemed crazy that people did, and that's why we can fly in airplanes now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Try taking that ride with the Wright brothers on the beach.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, thank God for the spirit of some to have
exploration.
Explorative and adventurous.
You're the first person to get on a boat when somebody tells you the world is flat,
right,
and figure, oh, well, I'm not going to go over the edge of the world.
So. Let's go see.
Exactly. Yep, that's it. I think you hit the nail on the head with that one, Jennifer. One of the things that isn't here is the visit of the Indian, is he prime minister, the president, whoever?
Modi. He's the prime minister.
Yeah, right. And how important is that to us? There are a lot of people who think the Chinese are trying to bring them over to the dark side.
They are.
And you look at the protests that are going on this week on the border, the Indians who don't want anything to do with the Chinese, but yet they're still there waving their money around and helping to influence and embrace, in fact, a country like that. And there are others that they're doing it. But I think that's the message here, at least in part, what's going on with them and where they're getting their energy. And just, you know, they've got the country is out of control because they have too many people. They can't run. It's almost they have, what, four times as many people as America. We can't manage 350 million people here. Never mind a billion people wandering around in the streets of India. And that's, by the way, the same problem they're having in China because it's too big to manage. So they're trying to stick their tentacles out so they can push some of the people out. And so anyway, but here's politics again. There was a reception, a state dinner at the White House, and the liberal Dems decided not to go because they didn't like his speech. He's working with Putin. He's a Hindu. I mean, there are all kinds of things that have caused this. There's a lot of bigotry toward Muslims. Most people are so ignorant, they don't know the difference between a Muslim and a Hindu. The garb that they wear, all of this stuff, just amazing. So I thought that was something. When you get to Joe Biden being number one on the people list, if you can separate him away from his moron son, then, you know, this is probably
the
biggest
activity. Are they so moronic? They seem to have figured out the system, I guess.
Well,
I
mean,
I'd like to say they're dumb, but I don't think they are.
Number, let's see here, on the list, the Biden thing is number two, actually, in the plea deal. I don't know. I look at that stuff and I just become like a blank on the page with me. Because these people are all so corrupt. They use their offices to enhance themselves. It's happened since way back when. And I always go back to LBJ and what a corrupt he was.
But I think
as lucky
I have to give you credit on this one a little bit more. That's why I don't like to hear you give Biden too much of a pass, because he's like birthed of the system that you've warned about for years.
Yeah.
You've talked about this. Look, I think most people started questioning the government between 5 and 8 years ago. I think people woke up around the time that Kennedy was assassinated, said maybe the government isn't always telling us the truth. That was kind of the moment where where the eyelid kind of peeped up, right? And then all the way through, and then all of a sudden, a lot of us had our eyes flash open in the last 5 to 7 years. And
Not me, and you're right. I've been at this.
And you've been on it, so that's why I'm saying I can't believe it. It's like when I listen to you and I hear you give the Biden family a pass, because they're like...
No, not the family. I'm only... Joe, sort of, I don't care for his politics. I think he sucks as president. But he kind of has this air about him, and maybe he's a big phony. Maybe he's the biggest crook that's ever been president of the United States.
He's taken $5 million for him, $5 million for his son. They have recordings of them in the room together on the phone doing these bribes. I mean, yes, I know he comes off as likable Joe.
So then the impeachment, number five this week, is an attempt. And McCarthy says, wait a minute, hold on a minute. Let's not get carried away with this. Because this is not the right time.
I agree, I'm saying this. I agree with McCarthy from a political standpoint. See, this is where the politics come in. Because, look, if they're, and I keep saying look, but it's so stunning to me that if a president is committing these things, and if there is evidence that a president has committed these things where he's sold himself, essentially, and sold the country out for access to him, right, for the country to pay whatever entity is that is giving him money to have the country pay it back, that is cause for immediate dismissal. That is treason. That is selling out the country, and it should be dealt with expeditiously. But from a political standpoint, the last thing you want is to be wrapped up in impeachment hearings during an election year, because the truth is, that's not very popular with the American people. They don't like the whole impeachment stuff. So we're so close to an election, let the people decide, but we need to message and show the people what's going on, because that's part of the problem. Republicans don't want to blow things up, so they don't show the evidence they have. The media covers the evidence that's there. So if there is evidence, push it out everywhere.
It's corrupt. everything, every institution in America has become corrupt. The political system, the information system, the governing, have you noticed, not as an aside, how bad Verizon service has gotten in the last month or so? Has anybody else noticed this? Everybody. Yeah.
But I hardly ever have a signal anymore. I'm constantly having to reboot my phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is another, we let these companies get so big, they become monopolies. We also have done that. The Republicans, the Democrats have become monopolies. Where is the third party, the fourth party? Where are other ideas? They get shouted down. They get knocked down. They get kicked down. And so here we are, stewing in our own juices, almost too late, frankly. I hope it's not too late, but you look at the likes of Trump and Biden both being the major candidates, and then you look around at who is a Democrat that would be like this character who's governor of California or the governor of Florida. Both of them are turkeys as far as I'm concerned. Where are the good, strong people? Whether it's not in the best interest of the party, they don't give a damn about you and me. All they care about is their own existence. And so it goes on and on. All right, Jennifer, let's talk about my smooth skin and how wonderful you think my skin looks. Don't you think it looks
great?
Well,
it does look very beautiful. That's because you've been taking... Nice. You look younger because you've been taking Balance 7, right?
Younger than springtime, am I? Balance 7 is good for your insides. And my smooth skin is good for your outsides. And Jennifer is probably the number one salesperson in the country for Balance 7 because you look so good, too. You make me look... this would be the theme song for my smooth skin. You make me look so young.
Okay, so let me tell you about it. So Balance 7, let me help you out here.
I'm just singing along. Going along.
So if you are feeling like you are a little bit tired, a little run down, you're not sleeping well, your stomach's out of whack, Balance 7 helps dilute the acid buildup in your body, which unlocks your immune system. It's fantastic, and My Smooth Skin is for the outside of your body to make you look younger, too.
Yippee! Get it by dialing 800-793-9039.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were young.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is 23 after the hour. Talk Radio Review Time. Jennifer Horan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with social media in the focus. You can always reach out to us, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. So, the focus on the missing submarine or submersible. Other stories, though, we ask people what you are following closely this week. Jay, would you please do the honors?
Terry Seavey says the Secretary of State over in China is definitely something being followed. Liz is
I wonder why. What was accomplished by that mission, if that's what it was?
Not a whole lot, sadly.
Nothing happened.
That's a good one, by the way. That's a good one that we should all be following that I don't even think that much, because the submersible, everybody was focused on that.
Took up all of the focus.
Yeah.
Well, draw the oxygen out of the tube.
One of the other things, Liz was, Ovard was focused on Chipotle is coming to Canada this week.
Yay!
Yes, the Canadians are getting some Chipotle.
One of the things that this points out, by the way, we hear from people, maybe they come to me more regularly than the general, but more and more people, because of the impact of social media and the fact that they can listen to this program all around the world, just go to Good Day Show podcast at gooddayshow.com or Doug Steffen Networks or whatever. So I'm seeing more and more stuff, especially from Canada. We have a couple of stations that are either in Canada, right on the border of Canada, in Maine, in Michigan. And so thank you, Liz, for that's a very fresh. She must be going in Montreal because that's a very French. Her last name is Ovard. That's a very Frenchy name. Okay, well, thank you, Liz. Anyway, keep going.
Dennis DeCott says, Trump flapping his lips, digging more of a hole in the documents case. Looking forward to Georgia dropping an indictment as well soon.
Guess he's voting for Trump.
But with that name, I'm thinking he's French and Canadian as well. D-E-C-O-T is DeCot. That would be how you'd pronounce it. I'm observing. All right, so Jay always wants to be heard. Let's find somebody we haven't seen. How about Denise? What's up
Denise
with her?
Denise Frick says Hunter Biden, all things revolving around Hunter Biden right now in the news, adding, what a joke. John says...
It is, but it isn't. You know, it's one of those things. It is a joke, but it's not a joke, in essence. Go ahead.
John says the House censure, long overdue, the shifty shift. No evidence of his accusations in two separate investigations.
Okay, so, Jennifer, he's your congressman. Mm. This is your fault.
Don't remind
among
me.
Among other things. Yeah.
Not my fault. I don't vote for him.
My daughter is happy to remind me whenever the conversation comes up. Dad, remember, he was born in Framingham. He lived in Framingham. He went to school in Framingham. So it's my fault.
That's a piece of his biography. The newest piece is that he's been censured by Republicans. So last week they tied the censure to like a $16 million fine. Republicans said that constitutionally you can't do that. But the Republicans said, well, he spent so much of our money doing these stupid investigations when he lied. That was their reasoning. So this week it was a clean censure. And now Adam Schiff will be investigated by the Ethics Committee in Congress.
Yeah. Well, you know what that got? Remember our friend Joel Heffley? Were you with me when Joel Heffley, was here? No, he was the chairman of the House Ethics Committee, and he was on this program every week when I did more political stuff, but I had a lot of people like him on who are actually honest, had integrity. He's the one that got rid of, not DeSantis, Tom DeLay. He found DeLay with his hand in the cookie jar, and brought an indictment against him and managed to get him thrown out of the House. And the leadership of the Republican Party at the time was so incensed that they got rid of, that he was able to get rid of DeLay, that they managed to push him out in his congressional seat in Colorado. And that was his reward for being an ethical guy. So that tells you kind of something that goes on at the hands of people on both party sides, as far as I'm concerned. 28 past the hour here.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A federal judge is blocking Florida's new anti-drag show law. Here's Rick Hoschel.
On Friday, the judge granted a preliminary injunction after a drag-themed restaurant filed a lawsuit against the state over the law. The judge said the law is redundant and is specifically designed to suppress the speech of drag queen performers. The law calls for hotels and restaurants to have their licenses suspended if children are allowed to attend sexually explicit adult performances. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill known as the Protection of Children Act into law in April. I'm Rick Hoschel.
Two of Major League Baseball's storied franchises will head across the pond this weekend. The Chicago Cubs and St. Louis Cardinals will play in the London Series Saturday and Sunday. Some of the best club soccer teams in the world will come to the U.S. in 2025.
FIFA announced Friday the country will host the Club World Cup. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, according to the story list and the people list from Talkers Magazine, and also the social, the social media platforms, the input that people have now. I want to go back to, because we have a lot of input now, more and more every week, and it's not just about the submarine, I keep calling it submarine, submersible. It is kind of a little submarine. But then there are other things that we have sort of been in and out of this week that have attracted attention depending on where you are. And one of the things that is going on, the main studio now for this program is in Dallas, Texas, where James Collins resides, and he's on the, not on the air with us, but he's working the control room. The people in that part of Texas, actually all over Texas, are dealing with the heat that is like you put an egg on the old, what's the old thing? Put an egg on the sidewalk and it'll cook itself in 10 seconds. So there are some people who had some thoughts about the heat, not only in Texas, but temperatures where they were. Jay, you want to go to Mike? What is he? Where is he?
Yeah, it's cool. I can't remember what year it was, but there was a year where it was so crazy hot that people were putting cookie sheets with cookies on them in their car, and the cookies were baking.
Right.
I still wouldn't eat the cookies with the raw egg inside.
Well, yes. Okay, so Mike said it is cool, wet, and rainy, and it has been, for the most part, the
high mountain. Been here where I am in New England. Same thing. Where is he? In Wyoming?
The High Mountain Desert of Wyoming, where he lives, is green and full of flowers, currently 53 degrees.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing, Mike. I want to come to where you live.
Well, it's okay if you're not trying to grow stuff. Here in my neck of the woods, where farmers, including me, are stifled, I managed to get some hay baled yesterday for the first time, basically this season. We're a month behind because the weather for the past month has been great for growing things, except you need sun after you have rain. The hay is very thick and rich and full, but we can't get on the fields to make the hay. And that's because of the weather that's here, the same as Mike has described up where he is. So I would think for what's going to happen, and this is never covered by the mainstream media because they don't appreciate farms, they don't appreciate farmers, they don't appreciate where the food comes from. But for those of you in the heartland that know what the reality is, that's going to be slim pickings. There are very few strawberries around this season because we had a frost in the middle of May. And not going to be any peaches. A lot of fruit trees are not going to bear fruit. And there are a lot of things that are just late growing that you'll have to get somewhere else because they're not on the farm yet. All right, so who else have we got here, Jay?
Lori says Central Illinois, no air, no fans, no rain. So far, 89 has been the highest temp, but they do have a nice swimming pond to cool off in.
Ah, good for them.
Jeff says West Tennessee is actually pretty mild the last few weeks. 85 seems to be the median temperature.
That kind of flies in the face. James, what's the temperature? What's been the temperature in Dallas the last couple of days,
like
through the week?
95 to 102 Ooh. Or something like that. Yeah, it's been insane.
So it's eastern Texas that's getting it, not western Texas. That's interesting.
Well, Jeff's in West Tennessee.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, all right, not West Texas. I thought there was an X there, and it was an N. Thank you, Jay.
Michael says it's unseasonably cool in Arizona so far. They expect an increase to normal next week. I always get a kick out of when you go to the Phoenix or Scottsdale area, how their pipes are above ground.
Yeah.
So when it gets really hot, there is no such thing as cold water. Like when you are brushing your teeth. when you're brushing your teeth, it's like this weird, not super hot, but it's just almost like the same temperature of your mouth, and it's just so gnarly.
There's something about Arizona that seems. I owned a lot of land there at one point in time, and whenever I'd go there to visit, I couldn't understand.
Hey, do you want to own land again? I have some oceanfront property in Arizona.
But there's no whale hunting on Sundays.
No. All right. What else? Who else have we got here?
Kathy says there's no heat where she lives in South Central.
Wait, this lady's name is Kathy Bates. Why does that ring a bell?
Kathy Bates?
Yeah.
An actress.
Yeah.
From Misery, remember? Hi, Paul. Yeah. I'm your number one fan. She was a creepster, and I loved her.
Yeah, I know you like creepy
She's
things.
So amazing in everything.
She's just good in everything, but she's just good.
All right, who else?
So South Central Alaska, lots of rain in the 10-day forecast, but no temperatures over 67. And fortunately, there's no wildfire smoke, so that's nice. And Carrie says it's hot down here in the deep south, but it's really the humidity that gets you. Sweat won't evaporate to keep you cool. It just sticks to you like a crazy ex you can't get rid of, and that's pretty miserable.
People have such great senses of humor. Okay, let's keep cooking here. We haven't talked about the former president. I don't think there's really anything new, even though, according to talkers, it's number one. I'm not sure I buy that, but at any rate, what is?
Are we talking about Trump or about Biden?
Well, we interchangeable these days.
Because the reason Trump made news this week is he sat down with Brett Baer and he did an interview, and half of the interview was great. He was talking about his accomplishments and all of that stuff. The other half of the interview, Brett led him into a conversation about the classified documents, and a lot of people say that he shouldn't be talking about that because the more he talks about it...
I thought the judge told him not to talk about it.
Well, yeah, not necessarily related directly to the Brett Baer article, but the more he talks about it, the more he implicates himself, and it's best to just, like, walk away.
Right. So are you suggesting that he's guilty by suggesting he implicates himself? What are you suggesting with that?
Truly, I mean, the idea comes from whether or not, and this is going to be the argument, that the documents were classified, or if they were unclassified, because as president, you can show people whatever you want, and that's going to be the greater argument. I believe that the president has a right to declassify documents. That's why I think this is a bunch of bunk, because I think that's how it's been.
Is there some statute that says that he can do that? Where is that?
Yeah, the National Records Act says that presidents can go through and declassify documents now. And they were all documents that he had as president. So if he unclassified it, then there's nothing here. Now, if there's an argument about what's classified and what's not, which is what I think this is going to kind of devolve into, then there could be something if he's showing around classified documents. So it really is going to depend on the definition. He's operating under the fact that everything he would have possession of was unclassified because he did it as president.
All right, so we got crooked politicians under the heading of Trump and Biden. But then there's the lovely and talented George Santos, who apparently was trying to keep from the public who paid for his bail. You know, he was in jail. He was arrested on fraud charges, some other stuff. He wanted to keep the name secret, but it turns out it was his father and his aunt who put up the dough. What in the world is there that... Where did he come from?
Well, what I was wondering is, who cares if his aunt and his father put up the dough?
Yeah, like, why was it a big deal?
That seems like probably the least dramatic, least frivolous situation.
Yeah. George Soros or something, or like, you know, a Koch brother, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Or somebody who's on Coke. All right, with the war, number nine, the Russian-Ukrainian war, 30,000 Ukrainian soldiers have now been trained by us. And apparently they are entering, or have entered, the fight to push the Russians. This is a counteroffensive, the biggest, apparently. But because we've been talking about this so long, I don't know that many people are paying. I'm surprised it's number nine. I'm surprised it's even on the list this week, because nobody seems to be paying any attention to any detail, except here's the detail. This is, and maybe this is the news media, which is so corrupt anyway. There's a firm in China that sent $2 million worth of ammunition to the Russians so that they could use it to fight the Ukrainians. $2 million worth of ammo. And that has not been reported. I haven't seen that anywhere. Have you?
No.
Anybody's seen that?
I also haven't seen a lot of promotion around the accounting error. Did you hear about this? Like $30 billion or some ridiculous number, an accounting error that they made that ended up going to Ukraine. I mean, these people are rolling in our money.
And
I'm not saying that I don't want the Ukrainians to beat Vladimir Putin, blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying, how much money can we withstand sending over?
Well, why is it only us?
Right.
I guess that, why are we the biggest ones here?
Because we're the biggest idiots, you know? We're the biggest people that just think, oh, we can print more money, and then one minute we wake up and we're not the superpower that we used to be.
Well, what's the story about the Chinese are pushing to have their currency be the standard of the world?
Of course.
I don't know that it's going in that direction, but still.
There's a meeting that's going to be working, held where China, India, Saudi Arabia, I believe, they're all getting together to create their own currency called the BRIC. They're going to do a BRIC currency. A bunch of losers, but that takes away the power of America when they do this.
Yeah, but now let's talk about the Saudis. Why isn't there more focus on how crooked they are and they have been, and not only with all of our politicians? You know, we talk tough. You hear the presidential candidates, we're going to take care of the Saudis, who were the ones responsible for September 11th, and then they get into office, and whether there's an attack that's put on their chair or what it is, but they seem to change their tune, and I think that there's
does. Obama did, Trump did, Biden has.
Right.
Everybody says, we're going to hold the Saudis accountable, and then all of a sudden, like, the naked pictures come out or something, and they don't.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to figure out is there was something else that caught my attention. I'm sorry, I've missed in my mind where it was. I should have made a note this week. The Chinese have gotten involved in something else and with the Saudis that has to do with, you know, they've ruined the PGA. So now there's some other sport, it seems to me, that they're involved in. It's not the NBA. Anybody know what I shouldn't probably even bring it up because I don't know. I don't remember what I saw, and I didn't make a note. Oftentimes when I see something, I make a note. But I know that there's something else that the Chinese and the Saudis have gotten involved in this week to corrupt it. And I don't remember what. It's some sport, at any rate. At what point,
tennis.
at what point do we deal with this? At what point do we deal with the Saudis? Because when Obama was president, one of the good things about Obama being president, we were energy independent.
No, we were energy independent under Trump, not under Obama.
No, but we started with Obama.
We were not energy independent as a country until 2019. And I'm telling you,
I'm telling you.
And here's what's so pathetic, is that on day one of Biden in office, he stopped the drilling, which is something Reagan couldn't even get done in Anwar. That's one of the things that Trump had done. And he shut down our whole operation here at home.
That's
and
just so, another reason not to vote for him.
Well,
but it isn't the,
it's the ultimate. It's the whole reason that Russia was enabled to go into Ukraine. They also, Biden gave the power of the pipeline from Germany to Russia, which empowered Russia from a financial standpoint.
I want to know if...
To go into Ukraine.
Does Biden have horns? Does he wear horns?
I love this country. I love the country more than any other president. Yeah. And he plays being a really nice guy well.
But if you
look at the racist stuff that he did as a senator, if you look at the corruption he's been involved in, he is just as much, he's more than part of the problem in this country.
I think that's the final word from Jennifer J. You want a final word here in this segment?
I don't know how you follow that. Jen said it so well.
All right. Gesundheit. All right, where are we? Looks like we're 48 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with our list of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine that you can find every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. At number 10, all the discussion about the submersible that has gone missing and now all the folks in it are dead. At number 9, the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. At number 8, the ethics in the Supreme Court. Number 7, our relationship with China. Number 6, the battles in the Republican side of the House with the Speaker. Number 5, suggestion of impeaching Joe Biden. Number 4, the House censures Adam Schiff. Number 3, all those presidential racers, right? Speed racer, 2024 style. Hunter Biden and his plea deal is number 2, and the continuing issues that the president, former President Trump has. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine for the week of June 19th to the 23rd, here is the list of the top 10 people associated with the top 10 stories. Number 10, Bad Vlad. Mr. Putin is at 10. Samuel Alito is at number 9. The president of China. I don't even think I want to dignify him anymore by trying to mispronounce his name. He doesn't deserve that as far as I'm concerned. Number seven is another one that doesn't deserve a lot of attention. Lauren Boebert. Adam Schiff, yep, we put him in that category at six. Kevin McCarthy is five. Hunter Biden is four. Jack Smith in the third position on the people list. Donald Trump is at number two. And Joe Biden is at one. So two Bidens on the list and, in fact, in the top five on that people list from Talkers Magazine. Check it out online at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour, it's the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. We have been taking apart, we always do, during this hour every week. This is an ancillary hour to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. So we have the charts in front of us. There are things in here that are worth a lot of time, and I think the one that, beside the sub-me, good, Doug, this, this is, you know, the people that go into the Subway sub shop and they get big sub, yeah. Yeah, the big sub, yeah. The Supreme Court ethics problem, number eight. One of the things that went on this week in the Supreme Court, again, because all the air has been sucked out of the room by the submersible, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that our country is not required to secure water for the Navajo Nation. So, as a result of that,
I agree with that, actually.
Wake up. Well, you're Neil Gorsuch, who I think you were very supportive of when Trump
nominated
him, he wrote a dissent comparing the plight of the Navajos to waiting in the line at the DMV. He wrote, the Navajo have tried it all. At each turn, they have received the same answer. Do something else. Try again. So as his wife, I wonder, is he so close to this? And frankly,
well,
I think you and I...
Well, I don't know if he's close to it, but everybody's got to write a dissent, right? So one of the...
Yeah.
It's kind of like the lottery.
Oh, I don't think you can pass this off as, somebody's going to write a dissent.
I don't know if he's got... What I'm saying is I don't know if he's hot to, like, go after this.
I think he is. Yeah, okay. No, it looks to me like he's very hot. Very hot to do it. And I don't know what the issue here is that they're not allowed to have water, so they
no,
don't...
No, well, that's not
what
it
is
at
this?
All. Come on.
What is it?
Okay, so the thing is that the Navajos are saying that the American government is required to provide them with water. Well, here's the thing. The Navajo Nation...
Well, they require them to go to a reservation.
Well, but they are also getting a lot of benefits from being on that reservation, right? That is their...
All of them or just some of them?
Okay, we're talking specifically about the Navajo Nation.
I understand that, but you know,
and
I know.
So what we are talking about is, I mean, look, you can say all or some on everything, and the answer is never all or some, is it?
I don't know.
The point is, if you have a group of people, Doug, you pay taxes, and for the taxes, you have water that's brought to your house, and then you pay for that water because you're an American citizen.
So they don't want to pay for it?
What makes a Navajo better than you, Doug?
They don't want to pay for it?
They want us to deliver them water. So we are taxed to deliver water to us. They are not taxed to have water delivered to them, correct?
I don't the facts of that issue, I do not know.
Do they pay taxes? The Navajo Nation doesn't pay taxes.
The individuals do, some of them, not all of them, but some of them. The nation doesn't any more than the state of Massachusetts pays taxes or the collective group of... I understand the liberal side on this, and I don't know. I just think there may be more to this.
You can't have your own sovereignty. The problem is you can't have your own sovereignty and want the country to be.
But we pushed them into requiring that they have their own sovereignty because we took their land away from them.
Okay, about a long time ago. But now they are on this. They are given a place in our country that's theirs. I mean, they have a country within a country, essentially.
Yeah. And so how can they exist in a country if they don't have water?
I mean,
are you just saying they need to pay for it?
I'm just saying that we need to
open another casino.
Fairness, right?
Open a casino. All right, so let's talk more specifically, though, about some of the charges against some of the members of the Supreme Court. You and I argue all the time. I have absolutely no, I have no support. There isn't a fiber in my body that thinks, Clarence Thomas belongs on the court.
I think he's a great man.
Yeah, I know you do. But you also think that Trump is the greatest president we ever had.
I do. I know see who's right and who's wrong in history.
Right, yeah. All right, so anyway, but apparently there are some other problems with some of the other justices. Samuel Alito, one of them, but the investigation, is this politically motivated? In Thomas's case,
everything is politically motivated now. But what's interesting is that Alito actually wrote an op-ed defending himself in, I think it was the Wall Street Journal this week.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Defending himself for being a sleazebag?
Traveling with a donor or something. I don't even think he took gifts. I think he traveled with somebody that person appeared before him in court.
But you leave yourself open when you do stuff like that. That's the thing about Clarence Thomas. He's so, you know, I suppose he's not trying to hide anything, but then think about how right or wrong it is to take all of these gifts. Just doesn't feel good. Makes my skin crawl, actually. All right, 59 past. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.